Welcome everybody back to Friar Talk. Today we're going to be breaking down this Padres pitching rotation and really talking about what is it going to look like in a couple months, because there are a bunch of pieces. We don't know if they're going to continue with the five man, if they're going to go back to the six man, kind of what the thought process is with this rotation. We just saw Ryan Weathers get sent down after being a starter, then coming in. I want to say he only came in one game as a reliever. He gets sent down, so he's not really in the discussion for the time being, though he could be called back up. But right now, as we're currently sitting, Darvish is your one, Musgrove is your two, Snell is your three, Makawaka is your four, Seth Lugo is your five, in order of how they're going, not performance, obviously. And then you basically have Nick Martinez in this long relief bullpen role where he's still extremely important because he's not just in like this mop-up role, but he's coming in one-run games and holding the lead like he did last night. So Nick Martinez is still a very vital part to this pitching staff. But he's not in the pitching rotation right now. So kind of wondering what it's going to look like. And then just to kind of go over these guys briefly before I kind of let Isaac talk about, a few of the main pieces. Darvish, Musgrove, not much to talk about there. They both started out late. They're your 1-2 in this rotation, kind of case closed with them. Blake Snell, he's supposed to be your three. We know what Blake Snell does. He's awful in the first half, and then he goes stupid in the second half and just decides to cut his ERA in half. Right now, Blake Snell's having his worst career, like first few starts of the season that he's had in a Padres uniform, I believe his career. So he's basically starting out the worst he's ever started, which is fantastic. And he went 5 and 2 innings the other night, but it was a really ugly 5 and 2 innings where he walked five guys, and that's how early season Blake Snell is. So maybe you take him out of the rotation, let him kind of have a couple spot starts. I don't know. Then you have Makawaka. Tonight we're recording this on Wednesday night. Wednesday night. And he had an okay outing, but his overall season, he's been the worst guy starting for the Padres this season. I guess maybe outside of Blake Snell. But overall, he hasn't looked very good. Kind of wonder if he's going to stay in that role. His stuff hasn't looked that effective. His fastball is kind of rated as one of the lower fastballs in the league right now. And then at number five, you have Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo has been a monster. However, Seth Lugo doesn't really pitch many innings. So a lot of longevity questions with him of how long can he go? If he's able to continue to perform like this and stay stretched out, he's not leaving the rotation. There's not a question about that. But the question is whether or not he can continue to do that. And then you have Nick Martinez, who's kind of been up and down as a starter, some great outings, some kind of parts where he struggles around the fourth, fifth, sixth inning. But overall, he can be effective out of the bullpen. So you move him to the pen when you need to because you know he's going to be good there, but he also can still provide you innings as a starter. So, Isaac, let's say it's a couple months down the road. What do you think this rotation is going to look like? Do you think we're going to see a Ryan Weathers return? Do you think there's going to be any Blake Snell kind of, all right, let's have Ryan Weathers come up and spot start for him, or Jay Groom, or Julio Teheran, or whoever it is? And maybe give him a little fake IL stint to kind of let him get right? Or do you think we're going to kind of see a normal, oh, he's struggling, then he comes back up? And then also, what are you kind of looking into in terms of that back into the rotation in Lugo, Waka, and Martinez?
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't, we don't have to touch much on Musgrove and Darvish. They're both fantastic pitchers. We know what we're going to get out of them. The main topic right now seems like it's Blake Snell, which is super funny because it's rinse and repeat every year with Blake Snell. He's the main topic of discussion in the starting rotation every single year he's been on in a Padres uniform. And this year is no different. Of course, he has a pretty rough ERA. And Matt, you brought up that, yesterday he went five innings, two earned runs. And we were talking about before we started, dude, it is the worst five innings, two earned runs you can imagine. Because five innings, two earned runs, you're like, oh, that's okay. Like, we can, that's a quality start. But my God, it's torture. It's a torturous quality start to watch. He walks five guys and he consistently loses guys in the count. Like, this is the dude that will start 0-2 and we'll just lose the batter and walk him. And I think as a show, we like Blake Snell. We do really enjoy watching him pitch in the second half. The first half can be a little troubling. And I see some people saying, oh, I can't wait till Blake Snell is out of a Padres uniform and stuff like that. Like, I think it was on Instagram. He liked one of those comments. And that is absurd to me. That's super crazy. And I can understand if you don't want him in a Padres uniform in the future, especially with the way he's pitching right now, especially with his history of slow starts. I'm indifferent about it. If he's back, I'm happy. If not, it's okay. But I'm kind of in the mindset that the Padres are going to start, you know, being in trouble when it comes to looking for pitching. So, I mean, a guy in the rotation that might not cost as much, I'm okay with it. But right now, he's struggling. I think his stuff still looks good. He's satisfied with the stuff. It's just he's having trouble finding the zone. And like I said, that's a rinse-repeat process for Blake Snell. You know, he had his interview where he was saying, I think I'm going to be fine. My stuff feels good. I think everything looks good. I just can't find the zone. Walks are my issue. That's what he said. Walks are my issue. That's been the issue for a long time. He loses guys when he's ahead in the count. And it doesn't feel like it's because his stuff isn't good enough to put guys away. His stuff is when he's on his game, he might have the best stuff in the rotation. But it's not his stuff. It's that he can't find the zone. So I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know if a fake IL stint is in his future, considering the last 2 years it's been the same thing, and he didn't get a fake IL stint. Though I think it would be beneficial. I think, Matt, you probably think it would be beneficial also. History shows that's not going to happen. And I think if there was a time to do it, it would have been last year at the beginning of the season when you had Gore. Clevinger was doing okay. Manaea was still doing good. Martinez was still doing good. Like, last year would have been the time to do it. This year, it doesn't feel like the rotation is as deep to be able to say, hey, we can afford this fake IL stint because we got other guys that are going to be able to give us a lot of innings, or other quality guys that will give us a lot of innings. And basically, you know, Blake Snell's baseball smile page does not look that good. There's some good red in there, but there's quite a bit of blue. And as you can imagine, it's in the exit velocity department. It's in the base on ball percentage department. It's places you don't really want it to be. But we know this is, I mean, I think our expectations were just a little too high. I think we kind of expected Blake Snell, because he's in a contract year, to come out blazing hot and do Cy Young numbers the way he did in his Cy Young year. But history shows that's not his thing. So I think as a fan base, maybe we had a little too high of expectations, and we need to temper those, because right now, up until the All-Star break, we know not to expect 7 shutty from Blake Snell, even 6 shutty. We're most likely going to get, hopefully, a quality start. The unfortunate thing is that we've lost every single one of his starts, and it's not completely his fault. The Braves one was probably his fault. There's other ones that were probably based on Blake Snell. But this past one against the Cubs, not his fault. The Mets one wasn't really his fault. We're just not putting up runs. There's other starters in baseball that don't have good records despite them being the best. Jacob DeGrom lost so many games in New York because his offense didn't support him. But right now, and even in his Padres tenure, the Padres have a losing record with him on the mound. And I could assume they have quite a bit of wins in the second half, but the first half he's – historically, in the Padres uniform, been a burden. And even in Tampa Bay, he was a little bit of a unreliable option. But don't give up. Don't give up on him. We know what to expect from him in crunch time. Literally, the most important month is when he's his best. So that'll all pan out. But, you know, when it comes to the rest of the rotation, Seth Lugo only pitched 65 innings last year. He hasn't pitched over 90 since 2019. Of course, 2020 was the COVID year, but he hasn't pitched over 90 in years. I don't think we can expect him to go a full season as a starter. I think that's they're going to have to mix and match between Nick Martinez, Ryan Weathers, like a few different guys. And as far as Michael Wacha goes, he might be that guy that you're looking to kind of push to either the back end of the road to like number 5 in the rotation, or take him out of your rotation come the trade deadline. I mean, I've been a broken record when it comes to this. I still think, and I'm going to be a broken record up until it happens, I think the Padres need a pitcher at the trade deadline. So I don't know how long I can expect Michael Wacha to stay in this rotation. Not really his fault tonight. He had a ball that wasn't caught, that had a really high catch probability, but I don't know. I don't hate what I'm seeing from him. He throws strikes. He's consistently in the zone. It just seems like there's always that one or two innings that kind of blow up in his face and end up ruining his start. And Those can be killers for a team like the Padres, who's struggling to hit right now. But I think this is going to look like a completely different, not a completely different, but a little bit of a different rotation come the trade deadline.
Yeah, and also another thing is, like, you brought up Seth Lugo, right? The most he's ever thrown it, he threw the same amount of innings. He threw 101 and a third in both 2017 and 2018. That's his highest amount he's ever thrown. So to think that he's going to be able to go through the season and go like 150 innings as a starter, I think is a little bit far-fetched. I think we're going to see him get some off days. Maybe they just try to not stretch him out, and maybe they feel like that can work. But I don't know how confident I am in that actually being able to work. It just kind of feels like you're playing with fire, especially since he's been pitching well. Like, you want to see him out there when it's important if he continues to look like this. So you don't want him to get banged up. You don't want him to lose effectiveness. So I wonder what they're going to do with that. Also, Blake Snell, we always talk about like first half, second half. Well, the issue with that is that the last two seasons, his only two seasons in a Padres uniform, he's thrown 128 innings both times. That's not very good as a starter. I mean, at least in my opinion, I usually want like 150. That's what I usually feel like. Like, if you're like a stud and you're a workhorse, you want to see 200, but that's not everyone. You want to see a buck 80, right? Like, but for Snell, like 150 is not common. He basically has the Cy Young year where he had 180, and his next highest is 129. Like, he throws under 130 innings every single year, and that's because he struggles so much in the first half. So you start looking at it and you go, okay, well, these guys aren't going to give you enough starts. That's why it makes sense that Nick Martinez is in the bullpen. That's why, honestly, I don't think Nick Martinez is going to get taken out of the bullpen. And I don't think it's like, I think it's something where maybe he'll come back next year and he could end up being a starter again next year. Like, that's how it was last year. We were like, oh yeah, he's going to come back. He's going to be a starter. Then they end up getting Waka super late. The only way I could see it where like he comes back fully to the rotation is if there's an injury, Lugo, or if Michael Waka continues to struggle. And even then, I think they might even consider bringing up Ryan Weathers and having Ryan Weathers start over Nick Martinez, because they feel like Nick Martinez is more important in that bullpen role, which, I mean, I feel like guys don't want to be, you know, relievers for the most part. Like, guys want to be starters, but he might be more impactful in that role, because Padres bullpen, especially before you get to Hader, can be really suspect at times. It's not that suspect when Nick Martinez is in there. You feel confident when he comes out of the pen. Like, do you feel the most confident with him outside of Hader out of the bullpen? Because I do. And maybe it's because of the postseason last year, but I really do. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about in terms of this rotation, is that it's going to stay like this for a little bit. I don't know how much a six-man rotation actually benefits them, because you're spreading it thin a little bit. I think maybe the guys it benefits most are like Darvish and Musgrove. Like, that's probably the guys that it's benefiting most, but it's giving a lot of wear and tear in your bullpen, because if Waka's struggling, then you have the other two guys in that rotation are Snell and Lugo, who don't pitch a lot of innings throughout a season. So that's an issue. So if you can have Nick Martinez come there, pitch three innings, and you can potentially have Ryan Weathers as, like, you know, on this like back burner, like he can kind of be called up at any time or come up and either pitch out of the bullpen or as a starter, I think that makes a lot more sense. So if I'm thinking of what it's going to look like, you keep the five-man rotation and you have depth, and you have two guys that can potentially come in and fill spots due to injury, due to fatigue, due to lack of effectiveness, any of those things. And if any of those happen, I don't think they would do that with Snell. You never know. They could end up doing it. But I think specifically with either Lugo or Waka, I think those are kind of like your two next men, like men up. But I think that they're going to try to keep the rotation with this current five-man rotation for at least as long as they can. That's what I think. But any other thoughts, Isaac?
They kind of have to. I mean, like I said, you know, I mentioned the depth of Padres, the 2022 Padres had. They were able to afford to go to a six-man rotation, but they don't have the same depth this year, so they kind of have to stick with that five-man, unless they acquire a pitcher sometimes or at the trade deadline. Then maybe later in the season they can. But, you know, you brought up Nick Martinez, and I'm okay with him as a starter, but his role out of the bullpen is just – it's so valuable. To be able to come in and after Waka and just shut the other team out for three or four innings. And he's done that before. He's done that consistently. Like, it provides so much value, not only to obviously the game, but he saves the bullpen another day. The whole entire bullpen, outside of probably Josh Hader, if we're winning, he saves the whole entire bullpen another day, keeping him fresh for a whole nother day. And I think that's super valuable in a game where there's 162 games, and throughout the season, there's going to be a point where your bullpen's going to be taxed. This guy helps in that department for your bullpen to not be so taxed. And that's why the Padres were such a good bullpen down the stretch last year and in the playoffs, because a lot of them were super fresh. Whereas in 2021, we didn't get that out of anybody. We had the most taxed bullpen in baseball come August, and they were the best up until that point, the best bullpen in baseball up until that point. No coincidence that after that, from that point on, they were middle of the pack at 16th. But that's super valuable what Nick Martinez brings. And hopefully, I mean, we probably will see him in a starter role, whether it be this year again or next year. But the role he's in right now is super valuable, and I'm super excited to see him in the role, hopefully the rest of the year. And I'm glad that he's kind of all in on it. When they asked him about it, he was like, well, look, this is a winning team. Like, you have to be able to fill a role. Like, if you don't have an option, you fill that role and, you know, you go win. That's the whole objective of the Padres right now. People need to buy into. So, yeah, man, that's all I really have on the pitching. I mean, covered Blake Snell, covered Michael Wacha, who I don't know what to expect from him the rest of the season. And then you covered Seth Lugo, who hasn't thrown many innings in his career. So I think we can expect the Padres to be in the pitching market.
Yeah, and especially if Snell specifically continues to struggle, because I feel like he's like, if he can't be your three, then that becomes an issue. Now, I'm going to say it again, like, we know what's going to happen. We literally know exactly what's going to happen with Blake Snell. So it's, I don't know. It's just like, he's like a lock to be horrible in the first half and great in the second half. It's so strange. I did want to pick up a couple stats. One, Blake Snell, you were talking about that he's been struggling so much with walks earlier when you were first talking, and he's fourth in the league in walks allowed. Also, I brought up that Michael Wacha's fastball has been pretty bad. He's like below 15th percentile in both velocity and movement, or whatever the other stat is on Baseball Savant. So like very, very lowly graded fastball in both categories, or fastball spin, I want to say maybe. So yeah, both of those, I mean, just a couple stats to back it up there. But yeah, let us know what you think. What should the Padres do with their rotation? Also, I mean, Isaac, I feel like maybe you've brought it up every single week now that they're going to try to trade for an arm. But do you agree with that? Like, do you think that they – because I feel like some people are probably going to look in and go, well, they have already put so much into the starting rotation by going and getting Lugo, Wacha, re-signing Martinez, having Ryan Weathers as depth, you know, having your 1-2-3 and three guys that make a lot of money, that it might feel like, oh, like, they're not going to go do that because they've already put so much into it. But I think you're right. I think they could. So I do wonder what people think about that, though. But, I mean – obviously, there's a guy that we want, and Corbin Burns, that we hope is available at the deadline. Now, the Brewers need to start playing a little bit worse, but I don't know, we'll see how that goes. It would be nice to add Corbin Burns to this rotation. But with that said, it's going to do it. We're going to be going live tomorrow evening, off day for the Padres before they match up with the Giants. So we'll talk about this Cubs series, and then we'll also go over and kind of preview the Giants series and where the squad's at then. But with that said, thank you, guys. And have a great night.